1.
So, how did people in Russia meet in the days when your parents were dating? Were there arranged marriages?
No, we don't have a tradition of arranged marriages. I guess most people met in school, you know, in college or university.
How about now? Is that still the typical way people meet and start dating?
Yes. I think for Russians, school, especially university, is a good place to meet people with similar interests and backgrounds. So that's still a place people often get together.
2.
So, you said in the past people usually met in school. How old were they when they got married? Did they get married right away after school?
Yeah. People got married pretty early. And women earlier than men. In the past, I think, a lot of Russian people thought it was important to get married early, around their early 20s. But now I think the marrying age is getting older in Russia. These days, a lot of people marry in their mid or even late 20s. People are more relaxed about it today.
3.
What about who people dated or married? Could people in Russia marry anyone they wanted?
Actually, in the past, people usually married a person with the same profession. For example, a teacher would marry another teacher. A government worker would marry another government worker. My parents were both musicians.
How about you and your husband?
My husband is a scientist. And when I met him, I was teaching children in a preschool.
So, Russians these days marry people from other professions?
Yes. People today marry people from other professions, sure.
4.
How about going out? What did young people used to do when they went out together on dates?
Well, I think they went out to movies or concerts or for walks in the park. It was very popular to do something outside.
And are those still typical date activities for young couples in Russia now?
Yes. Of course people still do those things, or they just hang out in a cafe. That's what my husband and I used to do when we were first dating. We'd just have a coffee or tea, talk, and watch the people go by.